When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Stuff You Should Know Saturday Selects. Mr. Chuck here, Charles W. Chuck Bryant, one half, maybe one third of Stuff You Should Know. Depends on the day. I'm going to go this week with How Twinkies Work from July 9th, 2009. This was a fun one. I like my, our pop culture editions. I like our food episodes, and it all kind of came together with Twinkies, that magical little snack that no one quite understands and knows what it really is. Is it cake? It's cakey. Is it creamy? It's creamy. But what is it really? Where did they come from? Is it true that a Twinkie will last for 1,000 years? We get the answers to all this and How Twinkies Work right now.
Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, and welcome to arguably the most important podcast Chuck Bryant and I will ever record. I'm Josh Clark. This is Stuff You Should Know, and brother, I am jacked up.
Me three.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm speaking for Jerry since she's the Marcel Marceau of our group.
Yeah, she always wears those white gloves. It's weird.
I hate mimes.
Yeah.
I actually don't hate mimes. It's just a cliche to say you hate mimes. Mimes are cool.
It says who?
That mimes are cool?
Yeah.
I just said it, jerk.
Chuck and I have clearly been eating far too many Twinkies in preparation of this.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. Chuck.
Yes.
What do you know about the Twinkie? Let's talk about Twinkies.
Let's talk about Twinkies. Everyone knows the Twinkie is a popular junk food snack cake.
Yes.
Legendary junk food snack cake, I would say.
I would say legendary as well.
I'm glad we're doing something light like this.
Yeah, just light for spongy.
Yeah, very nice.
Thanks.
And creamy.
Yeah.
Cream-filled.
Chuck, how long is a Twinkie?
Twinkie is 4 inches long.
How wide is a Twinkie?
Inch and a half.
Did you know that originally it was first invented? It was made with banana cream filling?
Indeed.
Let's get into this, buddy.
Okay, those are just some teasers.
All right, so the Twinkie was first invented in the 1930s.
Yes, Continental Bakeries.
Yeah, the vice president of Continental Bakeries, which is already doing business as Hostess, which we know and love as the maker of Twinkies, and what I consider to be the greatest snack food of all time, the crumb cake.
Oh, really? You a fan?
Oh, my God.
I like the Nutty Bar, the Little Debbie Nutty Bars.
We're talking Hostess here, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah. They will assassinate you.
What are those?
They're like Mattel.
Pink balls. What are those?
Snowballs.
Ugh.
Chuck's on a tirade. All right. So back in 1930, the vice president of Continental Bakeries, a guy named
James Dewar.
James Dewar.
Not a scotch maker.
His brother could have been.
Sure.
He decided that the company's idle machinery that was used to make strawberry-filled Little Shortbread Fingers, was the brand name, could be put to better use.
Right. Well, the machines were idle because
it was seasonal.
Yeah, seasonal because strawberries only grow certain times of the year.
Right. So the rest of the year, they would just sit there.
Sure.
And this bug doer, and he decided to do something about it. So he came up with a little yellow cake filled with creamy filling.
Right.
Creamy frosting, if you were, that could be made year-round. And apparently on his way to a marketing meeting for this snack cake, he passed a billboard for Twinkle Toes Shoes.
Yep.
Which I got to tell you, I would never buy shoes called Twinkle Toes Shoes.
Oh, sure you would, you dream sailor. You totally would.
And that was it. He had the name right there, and Twinkies were born.
Yeah, there's always a cute story behind names like that.
Anytime the words twinkle and toes are put together, it's a cute story.
Sure.
Yeah. Twinkies were born, and as I said, they were made with banana cream filling.
Right, for a while.
Yeah, until World War II.
Yeah, I thought this was pretty interesting. They quit doing that because there was a shortfall of bananas during the war.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
No, I can see rubber and you know, iron, steel. And
yeah, I know.
Men.
Maybe
you know,
it was from all the
like
banana bombs we were dropping.
I guess
in Japan.
Like confetti missiles.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So they replaced the banana with vanilla frosting, right?
And it stuck.
Yeah, it definitely stuck. Although, every once in a while, Hostess released the banana-flavored Twinkie in like a limited run.
Mm-hmm.
And every time they did, they noticed sales increased 20%, which is pretty substantial.
Right. And now it's permanent.
As of 2007, it is
you can
a
get
permanent
banana.
Fixture. Yeah,
it's good. Let's talk about the early Twinkie and the pure goodness that was the early Twinkie.
Yeah.
It was in the early days, Josh, it was made with eggs, milk, butter.
As you would expect it to be.
Because it was cake.
Right.
And it had a shelf life. The problem there was it had a shelf life of, 2 days?
2 days. So the salesman had to rotate the stock every 2 days.
And that was cool because they tasted good. But Dewar said, you know, I'm not making as much money as I could.
Chuck, can you imagine how divine a Twinkie made with, like, real butter and milk and eggs would be?
It's called cake.
Well, yeah, but with, like, real vanilla frosting inside.
In that shape, too. Yeah, that would be great. I would love for someone to make and send me a real original Twinkie.
Sure.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I just zoned out for a second thinking about that.
I know, seriously, you just glazed over.
Okay, so these days it's actually up to 39 ingredients, and most of them come out of labs, right?
Yeah, unfortunately there's a lot of chemicals going on these
days. You've got like yellow number 5.
Uh-huh.
There's still sugar in it, and plenty of sugar.
Yeah, high fructose corn syrup, of course, our old friend.
Boo. And there's also bleached wheat flour.
Bleached wheat
flour.
And
I think sugar and flour are the two biggest ingredients in it, right?
Right. Monoglycerides and diglycerides have replaced the eggs.
Yeah, which act as emulsifiers.
Emulsifiers. They stabilize the cake batter and enhance the flavor,
yeah,
apparently.
For the filling, they use to achieve the same and polysorbate 60. Which does much, it emulsifies the frosting.
Same thing.
Yeah, and there's hydrogenated shortening instead of butter.
Yeah.
Although there is artificial butter flavor and artificial vanilla flavor, and both of those are actually made from petroleum.
I know. Yeah, when I read that, I was a little taken aback, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm not a big, do you eat Twinkies now anymore?
I don't eat at all, but yeah, right. I do occasionally enjoy a Twinkie for sure.
I haven't had a Twinkie in a long time.
Dude, you treat yourself.
And I'm not opposed. I mean, I'll down the Ben and Jerry's, and I'm not opposed to eating fattening goodness.
I know. I think part of it is Twinkies are associated with youth.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I'm telling you, go back and eat a Twinkie.
Yeah.
You'll love yourself.
I will. You know, my mom used to make strawberry shortcake with Twinkies.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a good move.
I'll bet.
Very nice 70s dessert, too.
Yeah.
Before the key party, load the kids up with the Twinkie strawberry shortcake.
And apparently she's not the only one to experiment with Twinkies. I have a Twinkies cookbook at home, actually, and there's all sorts of crazy stuff in there. Yeah,
you should have brought that in.
I should have. I don't have the kind of foresight that you expect me to.
Have you had the deep-fried Twinkie?
I used to make them and sell them at this beer festival last couple of years. Oh, dude, I can make a fried Twinkie like you would not believe.
Well, how do you do that?
It's incredibly simple. So you have like a vat of oil,
uh-huh.
I think peanut oil. Maybe peanut oil is the best. It's the worst for you, but it tastes the best.
Uh-huh.
And you just take like pancake batter or fry batter,
uh-huh.
Right? And you make the batter up.
Yeah.
And you just dip the Twinkie in the batter, throw it in the deep fryer.
Like
until
on a stick, or you
like
just throw it
brown.
In there?
I just throw it in there.
Wow, man, that sounds good.
Pull it out, throw some powdered sugar on there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
So it's sort of like
you'll see God.
It's like a funnel cake. Turbo funnel cake is what it really is.
No, not at all.
Not at all?
No.
Okay.
It's like a funnel cake with a Twinkie inside.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's the greatest thing you'll ever have. And I can make a good fried Oreo, too.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You never cook for me.
I will sometime. You'll have to come over. We'll shave some years off our life.
Seriously. excuse me. Should we talk about the process of how they make it in the factory? That's kind of cool.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Hey everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.
Yeah. So, Josh, we're in the Twinkie factory. This is Jerry's big chance to add some sound effects.
Okay.
We're in the Twinkie factory.
You look good in a hairnet, by the way.
Well, I appreciate that. What they do is they have these metal pans in the shape of Twinkie-shaped molds.
Mm-hmm.
Upside down. Twinkies are baked up what you would consider upside down.
The flat, golden brown bottom is actually the top side, which is why it gets brown.
There's a lot. I actually used to hear that they weren't, in fact, baked brown, and that was added color. Not true. They are baked brown on the bottom, indeed.
Yeah, you talked to the widow of James Dewar about that, didn't you?
I did. I spoke to her personally. So they throw the batter in there. It's baked at a cool 350 Fahrenheit for 9 to 12 minutes.
Cool 350.
Cool 350. After it cools, they, you know, the famous three holes in the bottom of the Twinkie.
Mm-hmm.
Those are from the manufacturing process. They're cream filling injectors.
Yeah.
And they stick those three things in there and squirt in the cream.
Which, I wish they'd just squirt that in my mouth.
So you just want to lay down on the conveyor belt and go down the Twinkie line, have that stuff squirted in your mouth?
Precisely.
Straight from the tri-injection?
Yeah.
God, that sounds good.
It does.
So that's pretty much it, man. They seal it airtight in the package, and apparently the sealing process is really where the preservation comes in.
Right, because Chuck, if there's anything that everyone agrees on with Twinkies, it's that they will last indefinitely.
Not true.
No, it isn't. And actually, there's only one ingredient in the Twinkie that's added specifically to preserve it.
True.
And that's sorbic acid, right? There are some preservative properties of some of the other ingredients, but ultimately, there's only one added ingredient that's meant to preserve it.
Yep.
And it's actually, like you said, the airtight package that makes a Twinkie last.
Yeah. And there are all sorts of urban myths about the one I like best is that they're still selling the original run of Twinkies.
Yeah, which actually is clearly a lie because they would be banana flavored.
Yeah, true.
But the Hostess company says that Twinkies have a shelf life of 25 days.
Yeah. Not 25 years,
no,
as some say.
No, but yeah, there have been some experiments that indicate to the contrary.
Right.
There's actually these kids who very recently, this last school year, out in, what is it, Wallowa County, Oregon.
Uh-huh.
Two little kids, Logan Waldron and CJ Horn, were talking about whether or not Twinkies could last indefinitely, how long they could last. And they have a very encouraging bus driver who, I must say, based on this picture, is the arguably the best looking and most stylish bus driver on the planet. And her name is Lisa Morse. And she said, you know what? Why don't you guys do a scientific experiment?
That's a bus driver?
I know.
It's quite a babe.
I know.
I must say.
I know. She encouraged them to conduct their own experiment. So they put a double pack, my favorite kind of Twinkies, in a mayonnaise jar, closed it, and put it in a rock crib, which I'm not sure what that is.
Right.
But they basically buried it. And the kids were planning on doing it until they were 18.
Oh, really?
But they just, you know, they're like 9.
So yeah,
they
so their attention span were off.
Exactly. But she kept encouraging them to wait at least until the end of the school year, and they did. So 9 months later, they popped it open, ate the Twinkies, one each.
Were they fine?
They both said they were fine. One kid said he got a bellyache from it. Uh-huh. The other kid said he was fine. So they are now encouraging teachers around the country, science teachers, really? To conduct similar cool. experiments. But yeah, so... as far as these two are concerned, a Twinkie's shelf life is at least 9 months.
Greater than 25 days.
Yeah.
Well, I know you just mentioned the double pack. I know why you like the double pack.
Because there's two of them.
No, because of the little cardboard in there, and you can scrape the little cakey goodness off the cardboard and eat it.
I just lick it off the cardboard.
It's like the cheese paper in a on a cheeseburger.
Do you really? You eat all that stuff?
Oh, dude, who doesn't take the paper from a McDonald's cheeseburger and scrape the cheese off of it and eat it?
People who want to live?
Ah, shut up. You've had McDonald's in your day, pal. Twinkie man. Twinkie the kid.
Let's talk about Twinkie the kid. Nice segue.
I just totally shocked you with that.
Yeah.
I had a Twinkie the kid t-shirt when I was 13 or 14.
I'd kill for one of those.
It was awesome. I wish I still had it.
Yeah. I'm sure they're still out there.
Yeah, I wonder why Twinkie the Kid. It's famous. If you've never seen it, and I'm sure everyone has, it was a cowboy motif.
Mm-hmm. He had a lasso.
A lasso and a hat and boots.
Yeah.
And I saw a dude online today that had a Twinkie the Kid tattoo.
That's a pretty cool tattoo, my friend.
Yeah.
That definitely beats Taz or a dolphin or a turtle.
Sunburst.
Ugh.
Barbed wire around your arm.
Good night. Yeah, so Twinkie the Kid, cool tattoo.
Yeah.
Even cooler t-shirt. I remember seeing Twinkie the Kid ads in between acts of Thundar the Barbarian.
Right.
Yeah.
And Hanker for a Hunk of Cheese. Remember that?
What was that?
Jerry
Schoolhouse Rock?
No, it was
the nutrition people.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Hanker for a Hunk of pocket full of something.
Yeah, because a hunk of cheese is really healthy for you.
Right. True. Yeah. That was clearly the Dairy Association.
Yeah. So, Chuck, let's talk about Twinkies in pop culture.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
Well, no, not pop culture, real culture.
Yeah, history.
Yeah.
My friend.
Have you heard of Twinkiegate?
Yeah, go ahead and break that one down. That's good.
So there was a guy who was 71 back in 1985, was running for a place on the Minneapolis City Council. His name was George Belair. And he was actually indicted for bribery.
Yeah.
Because at a candidate for him, he was the lone candidate for it. I guess he hosted it. He provided... He provided coffee, Kool-Aid, and Twinkies for these senior groups that were there.
Right.
And he was indicted for bribery, trying to bribe a constituency.
They didn't call it Kool-Aid Gate.
No. And I was thinking about that, too. I think Kool-Aid had its run, one pop, with Jonestown.
Oh, sure.
It will forever be enshrined with... drinking the Kool-Aid.
That's in the lexicon now. Drink the Kool-Aid.
Definitely. Yeah. It's got its own thing.
Sure.
Twinkies are much more versatile.
True.
You know? It's such an ironic twist to crime.
It is.
You know? But that's not the only crime that they've been associated with.
Well, can I cover this one?
Please.
In 1979, Dan White of San Francisco famously shot and killed Harvey Milk.
Mm-hmm.
Who was he a city councilman?
He was, and a supervisor.
And the first, supervisor. The first openly homosexual public office holder in the country was Harvey Milk.
And the mayor also got capped, too.
Mayor also got capped, and Dan White is who did the deed. And the famous Twinkie defense was used in his case because they said he was under severe depression at the time. And as evidence, they used the fact that he uncharacteristically was wolfing down Twinkies and junk food.
Junk food. Apparently, Twinkies was mentioned. It does show up in the court transcripts, but it was one witness who used it in passing. And actually, ding-dongs and ho-hos were mentioned way more. But yeah, the guy was apparently homicidal, under depression, brought on by a poor diet.
Yeah.
And it actually worked. Rather than first, this was premeditated murder.
Oh, yeah.
He got manslaughter and 8 years. That was it.
Yep, and that the media ran with it, and the Twinkie defense, Pete, you still hear
but
about
again,
that.
But again, why not the ding-dong defense? It's even funnier. Ding-dong.
The ho-ho defense.
Sure.
That would be confused with Santa Claus, probably.
But you know why? Because Twinkies are an American icon. You
Absolutely.
Know who says so?
Me and you.
And former President Bill the Lady Killer Clinton.
Really?
Yeah. He actually selected a Twinkie to be placed in the Millennium Time Capsule in 1999 alongside the complete works of Louis Armstrong, the works of William Faulkner, the state flag of Hawaii. There's a Twinkie in there, too. So in 100 years, people will really be able to find out just how long the shelf life is for Twinkies.
How about half a Twinkie?
Nice.
That was my Clinton.
That was
a little
perfect.
Hand.
Yeah, you got the thumb out, your teeth.
So that is the Twinkie defense in Harvey Milk.
No, that was the Millennium Capsule.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we moved on.
The Millennium Falcon.
Thanks for coming, Chuck.
Should we talk about the TWINKIES project?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Pretty cool. These guys, and this
it's
is a while
Rice
ago.
Rice University, right?
Yeah, Rice University in 1995, so it was kind of a while ago. These students, as college students, are so fun. It was called the Test with Inorganic Noxious Cakes, with a K, in Extreme Situations, which spells out Twinkies.
Twinkies, yep.
And let's go over a couple of things that they did with Twinkies.
You tell them yours first.
Okay, I want to do the water test. What they wanted to do was see what happened when you put a Twinkie in water.
Straightforward enough.
Let it sit there. And they said this, and this is on their website. As soon as a Twinkie was placed in the water, it swelled to approximately twice its normal size. A quick tactile observation indicated that the Twinkie immediately began to lose its structural integrity. The color of the Twinkie paled to an off-white color, while the water below the Twinkie turned a dark yellow-brown, while the water above the Twinkie remained clear, which is interesting, and they showed pictures. So basically, they left it in there for 48 hours. They said the creamy filling somehow oozed out of the center and collected on the surface of the water.
Hmm.
And basically, it turned into a lump of goo. By the end of it.
So what was their conclusion?
The conclusion, actually, I don't have the observation. I think the observation was it turned into a lumpy goo of mess in the water.
Gotcha. You got my other favorite one. Second favorite.
Dropping off the building? Did you print that out?
No, you do that one. I got another one.
Okay. Yeah, they did the gravity test on two Twinkies.
Yeah, to find out whether or not Twinkies were subject to gravity.
I think they would float up. Wouldn't that have been cool?
Yeah.
So they released Twinkies off the sixth floor, and I like the picture of the Twinkie circled in mid-drop.
Yeah.
And they said that upon impact, there was a loud splut sound. A small crack opened on one side of the Twinkie. There was no noticeable change in the control. So they dropped the Twinkie again. The same splut sound was heard.
Then they dropped the same Twinkie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is, I love this line. The fissure in the side of the Twinkie widened. Again, no noticeable change. And basically, the Twinkie and the control Twinkie didn't really completely split open. It just kind of, some of the stuff oozed out.
Nice.
But they are affected by gravity. I did have the conclusion in this one.
Yeah.
However, the reaction on impact is much smaller than expected. And they maintain a good deal of structural integrity from such a lofty fall.
Yeah, six stories.
Yeah, that's not bad.
My favorite actually was that they wanted to find out whether Twinkies were sentient or not. And they decided to run this test last because they had killed a lot of Twinkies, as they put it. And they didn't want to know that they were sentient while they were dropping them off six, you know, story buildings.
Or drowning them.
So they actually administered the Turing test, which is normally used to test whether or not a computer has developed an artificial intelligence, right?
Right.
If you put a person and a computer in another room or whatever, and you direct questions to both of them simultaneously, and both answer, if you can't tell the difference, then the computer has developed artificial intelligence.
Okay.
So they conducted a Turing test on a sophomore at the college and a Twinkie. And they put them behind a sheet so you couldn't see who was who. And they asked certain questions
To the Twinkie and the student?
Yes.
Okay.
So question one was, what would you describe as the purpose of your existence? And subject B, which was the guy, the answer was to woo women.
Okay.
And subject A, in parentheses, no answer.
Okay.
And it just kind of goes on like that. Like they wanted to know how the both of them felt about their mother.
Right.
They did some free association. Like the word health prompted the answer sex for free association from subject B. The word spam prompted no answer from subject A, and so on. So they determined that Twinkies are not, in fact, sentient, that they do not have intelligence.
That is a relief.
Wouldn't that be unnerving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a vegetarian, I think, or a vegan, you would have to stop eating Twinkies.
Oh, I'm not a vegan.
No, of course not.
Okay.
You're a beef eater.
Yeah, I am.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on. Hey, everybody. Did you know that Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico? But it's more than just a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Yeah, that's right. It's an island that's filled with adventure around every corner and natural treasures waiting to be explored, like El Yunque, the only tropical rainforest in the entire United States.
That's right. Or you can get swept away by natural beauty and come away with unique stories that could only be experienced in Puerto Rico that remind you of why you travel in the first place.
Visits end, but stories last forever. You don't become a part of the island. It becomes a part of you.
That's right. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
So, Chuck, most Twinkies ever eaten by a person? You want to guess who it is?
Jerry, our producer.
She's close.
Okay.
She's very close. Actually, there is a guy who is 89, and I believe he lives in Indiana, and his name is Lewis Browning. He's been eating a Twinkie a day since 1941.
Really?
He's up to 20,000.
Wow.
Dwarfed by the creator of the Twinkie, James Dewar.
Oh, really?
He lived to be 88, and he ate an estimated 40,000 Twinkies in his lifetime.
Wow.
Yep.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. So hats off to both of those men. And I was thinking maybe I should start eating a Twinkie a day and see what happens.
You know what they say, Josh? A Twinkie a day keeps a doctor away.
That's not true.
That's not true, because they're really not great for you. But I think if you, in anything in moderation, you don't go nuts with the Twinkies, you'll probably be all right.
There's Chuck's final thought on Twinkies, which means Twinkies are done. Right?
I'm done.
Okay. Well, I'm done too, so we'll be done with Twinkies now. I want to go eat a Twinkie.
Yeah, we should have brought some up here.
Agreed. I told you to, and you're too cheap to go buy them for us.
I could have expensed it too.
Yeah. All right, well, maybe afterward.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so Chuck, Twinkies is done, which means it's listener mail time.
Josh, I'm going to call this listener mail from Amsterdam.
All right.
One of my favorite places, as you know.
I do know.
This comes from Robin in Portland, Oregon. And Robin was recently in Amsterdam. Actually, the funny thing is, Robin's friend Stephanie wrote in and told us the story and said, you know, my friend Robin's too chicken to write in for some reason.
Weird.
And I said, you know what? Tell Robin to write in. She'll make listener mail with the story.
Chuck delivers on his promises.
So she did. I was recently in Amsterdam for a combination work holiday trip, staying in a fabulous top floor apartment. I took a break from work one day. and wandered to the patio for some fresh air, and I realized I closed the patio door and locked myself out and was stuck. No phone, no keys, no jacket, no way down, and it was pouring down rain.
Awesome.
The neighbors heard my cries for help. They were able to log into my email account, find local apartment contacts' phone number, and throw me their cell phone to make the call. Luckily, the contact had a spare key and was able to let her out in 5 hours after she gets off work. So I hunkered down in a small corner of the patio. Apparently she had a little space, like a 2-foot by 2-foot space where she wasn't getting rained on. For 5 hours waiting to be rescued. And did I mention that by stroke of luck, I had my iPod with me and had just downloaded several months worth of Stuff You Should Know. Silver lining! Exclamation. All caps. In between learning all about face transplants, exploding legs, deja vu, flirting, rigor mortis, I spent time stretching, doing jumping jacks, weeding the plants, and taking short naps. It was one of the best 5 hours spent doing absolutely nothing. Rarely do I take a step back and just have the time to do that. Josh and Chuck, you both keep me informed, kept me informed, entertained, and sane. And thanks to our day together, I was able to flex my intellectual muscle by holding my own on who owns the ocean debate with other international travelers. So she says her friend Steph turned her on to the show. And thanks a lot. Keep up the good work. And she has a loyal listener. So she was stuck out on a porch in Amsterdam, and we got her through.
That's excellent.
Pretty cool.
Excellent. What's her name?
Pretty cool. Robin of Portland, Oregon.
Robin. All right. Thanks for writing in, Robin. And if anyone else out there wants to share your story about an interventionist God forcing you into a situation where you have to listen to us, you can send us that in an email to stuffpodcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Want more How Stuff Works? Check out our blogs on the HowStuffWorks.com homepage.
Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.